Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. In October 2012, six finalist ensembles performed in Early Music America's first Baroque performance competition. Coming up, we'll hear performances from all of the ensembles, including the grand prize winner and the audience prize winner. Plus, we'll feature music from the Peterhouse Part Books on a recording by the vocal ensemble Blue Heron. Let's take a quick look back in time. We spun the wheel and it landed on 1700. In the same year that English explorer William Dampier became the first known European to visit the island of New Britain in Papua New Guinea, musician Michel Blavet was born. Blavet's prodigious musical talent enabled him to become proficient at numerous instruments, although he ultimately chose to specialize in the flute and bassoon. He soon became known as the finest flutist in France, praised highly by the likes of Voltaire and German music critic and composer Friedrich Wilhelm Marburg. Blavet was hired as a musician for the Duke of Carignan and the Count of Clermont. His most prestigious positions were attained from 1738 onward. At that time, Blavet served as principal flutist for Louis XV's Musique du Roi, as well as the Paris Opera. His vocational success enabled him to turn down a position at the court of Frederick the Great. That appointment was subsequently taken up by Blavet's friend and colleague, Johann Joachim Quantz. In 1700 London, the illustrious poet John Dryden died. At the time of the Restoration, the highly learned Dryden established himself as one of England's leading literary voices. He worked as both literary critic and playwright, composing comedic plays charged with the chief political issues of his day. Dryden's satirical works established the heroic couplet as the standard form of English poetry. This poetic style served to inspire generations of 18th and 19th century poets, including Samuel Johnson and Alexander Pope. In Naples, engineer and architect Luigi van Vitelli was born in 1700. The son of a Dutch painter, Luigi received training in art as a youth. He traveled to Rome and studied with architect Nicola Salvi, collaborating on projects such as the Trevi Fountain. Van Vitelli also designed facades for St. John Lateran's Archbasilica, the Palazzo Poli. His most ambitious commission was the Palace of Caserta, one of 18th century Europe's largest buildings. Van Vitelli devoted himself to the design and construction of the palace from 1752 until his death in 1773. The year 1700 also saw the birth of Gerard van Swieten, a physician and vampire hunter for Austrian Empress Maria Theresa. In 1755, van Swieten was sent by the Empress to investigate purported sightings of vampires in parts of rural Austria. To combat the superstition, van Swieten published a report in which he qualified vampire sightings as no more than, quote, a vain fear, a superstitious credulity, a dark and eventful imagination, simplicity and ignorance among the people. In Berlin in 1700, Prince Elector Frederick III founded the Prussian Academy of Sciences. The decision to establish an academy devoted to both the sciences and the humanities was prompted by the suggestion of philosopher Gottfried Leibniz. The academy's centuries-long history featured groundbreaking intellectual contributions by members such as Pierre-Louis de Maupertuis, Étienne de Condillac, and Immanuel Kant. During World War II, the academy's Jewish members and employees were expelled. Further reorganization occurred under the post-war Soviet military administration. Following German reunification, the academy was finally disbanded, and the Berlin-Brandenburg Academy of Sciences and Humanities was established in its place. This has been a glimpse back in time to the year 1700. I'm Angela Mariani. You can find more about the people, events, and music from this era online in our blog section, along with early music t-shirts, totes, and books in our gift shop at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Music America, or EMA, is a nonprofit organization that serves and strengthens the early music community in North America and raises public awareness of early music. One of their many activities is the sponsorship of competitions for up-and-coming performers. In the spring of 2012, Early Music America launched a brand new competition for emerging Baroque performing ensembles. Six finalists were chosen to compete in a live concert at Corpus Christi Church in New York City in October. This hour, we'll hear a sampling of performances from all six ensembles. First up, viola da gamba's Josh Lee, together with lutenists John Lenti and David Walker, make up the Ensemble Ostraca. Described as, quote, an ensemble that plays even the most exasperatingly difficult music with total elegance and care, this trio seeks out overlooked music from the Renaissance and Baroque. In 2010, Ostraca released their debut recording called Division and have since continued to perform throughout the United States.
Thank you.
EMA Baroque Performance Competition finalist Ostraca. We heard them perform the Chaconne in F major by Marin Marais. The Boston-based ensemble Les Sirènes has been performing together since 2009. Vocalists Catherine Mueller and Kristen Watson, together with continuo players Michael Sponsaler and Cora Swenson, offer concerts highlighting Baroque music for two soprano voices. Besides the EMA competition, Les Sirènes has had a busy concert season across the U.S., from Phoenix to Providence and beyond.
Oh,
The soprano duo Les Sirènes performed the Handel duet No di voi non vo fidarmi. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia. Another duo in the EMA Baroque competition were harpsichordists Faith Wohlrath and Stephen Gamboa of the ensemble Zweikampf. While they perform historically informed early music on their harpsichords, their repertoire extends beyond these bounds to modern, contemporary, and popular music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Zweikampf debuted in 2009 and since then has maintained an active performance schedule both in their home state of California and also as far away as New York. Because of their bi-coastal schedule, it's a good thing that they share not only a common interest in harpsichord playing, but also enjoy road trips.
Thank you.
The harpsichord duo Zweikampf performed Rameau's La Pantomime. Aaron Westman, Shirley Hunt, Kevin Cooper, and Jung-hae Kim are the musicians of Agave Baroque. The ensemble specializes in repertory from the 17th century and, to this end, has recently recorded a CD featuring the music of Bieber, Bertali, and Schmelzer called Cold Genius. Besides the EMA Baroque Performance Competition, Agave Baroque's performances in 2012 included a main stage event at the Berkeley Early Music Festival and a performance at the Arizona Early Music Society Concert Series in Tucson.
Thank you.
The San Francisco Bay Area ensemble Agave Baroque performed a chaconne by Heinrich Bieber. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're listening to the finalists of Early Music America's 2012 Baroque Performance Competition. Up next, the Audience Prize and the Grand Prize winners. The Sebastians are violinists Daniel Lee and Alexander Woods, cellist Ezra Seltzer, and harpsichordist Avi Stein. The Sebastians specialize in the performance of music from both the Baroque and classical eras, but also actively commission newly composed works for period instruments. The ensemble has been a finalist in the 2011 York International Early Music Competition, as well as in the 2011 Early Music America Naxos Recording Competition. In the 2012 EMA Baroque Performance Competition, the Sebastians were awarded the Audience Prize, as voted on by concertgoers in attendance. Congratulations to the Sebastians.
Thank you.
We heard music from François Couperin's Les Nations, the Troisième Ordre, L'Impérial, performed by the EMA Baroque Performance Competition Audience Prize winners, the Sebastians. During the final round of the EMA competition in October, six period instruments ensembles each presented a 20 to 25-minute program to a public audience and a panel of five judges. At the end of the evening, the ensemble Palade Musica was awarded the grand prize, consisting of a $3,000 cash award and bookings in four prominent early music concert series. Palade Musica includes Tania Laperriere on violin, Eleanor Fry on cello, Esteban Larrota on theorbo, and harpsichordist Mylène Bélanger. Their individual backgrounds are diverse, coming from Quebec, the United States, and Colombia, and they met in Montreal, Canada, just a few years ago. Currently, Palade Musica is focusing on repertoire for the violin and cello, in which the cello serves not only as the basso continuo or as the solo instrument, but as a melodic counterpart for the violin. We heard Pallada Musica perform music by 17th century composers Adam Jarzebski and Dario Castello. Congratulations to Pallada Musica, the grand prize winners of the 2012 Early Music America Baroque Performance Competition. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts at harmoniaearlymusic.org. As the Protestant Reformation swept across England, very few books of Catholic Church music survived. One exception was a set of five-part books copied by music scribe and singer Thomas Bull and brought with him to Canterbury in 1540, then eventually residing in the library of Peterhouse, Cambridge. The problem with the Peterhouse part books, and also what makes this featured recording so special, is that until now, the missing parts have prohibited the performance of much of the music found in this source. Originally, there were five parts in the Peterhouse part books, one for the treble range, one for alto, one each for a high and low tenor, and one bass part book. But long ago, one of the tenor books went missing entirely, along with several pages from the treble book. Between these two losses, at least two-thirds of the compositions are incomplete. Scholar Nick Sandon became interested in the Peterhouse part books back in the 1980s and has since taken up the task of restoring them by recomposing the missing voices. Sandon's informed recompositions have finally enabled performances of this repertoire, as well as recordings like this one from the Renaissance choir Blue Heron.
Thank you.
Music from Volume 2 of Blue Heron's continuing series of music from the Peterhouse Part Books. We heard the Agnus Dei from Nicholas Ludford's Missa Regnum Mundi, paired with plain chant from the proper for the Feast of St. Margaret, in accordance with the use of Salisbury, a combination of plain chant and polyphony, probably not unlike an original 16th century performance. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week, we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources for Harmonia come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any aspect of this program. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Janelle Davis. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, John Bailey, David Wood, and Anna Coogan. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Special thanks to Maria Caldwell and Patrick Nugent at Early Music America. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.